Hi, I'm José Miguel Parrella with Microsoft's open source team, and today I'm going to show you how to use Azure AD for Linux logins. The first thing you'll need is an Active Directory domain. I already have one right here, and you need to have a user. This user must have, I already have one, Jay Smith right here, but this user must have a permanent password. So if you reset password, or if you're creating a new password from scratch, you have to use a browser to make sure you change this password into a permanent one. Now, after you create the user, you have to create an application. There are several types of applications you can use with an Azure AD tenant. If you click on View Endpoints, you'll notice that there are no Kerberos or LDAP or SMB endpoints like you used to do when you were authenticating with AD on-prem. But you have all these web endpoints, and so we're going to use Node.js's Active Directory authentication library to ensure we are connecting to these endpoints, but we're going to use it in a headless console-based application. So you create a new application. It's going to be an application you'll develop yourself, and you have to choose native client application. This is critical, and you'll end up with an application like this that doesn't have an app URL. And after you click there, you go to configure, and you'll find the client ID. This is also an important variable because this is what you're going to use for configuring the login component. So I'm going to copy it over. You're obviously in a VM. I have created a VM on Azure. Again, it's a new compute, virtual machine, quick create, and you pick Ubuntu, for example, from the list, and you go ahead and create the virtual machine. I already have it, and it's logged in right here. So I'm just going to create a text file with parameters, and I'm going to put the domain name, directory name, and the client ID in that file, just to ensure I can have them on the virtual machine itself. Next thing is getting the bits. This is all on GitHub. It's a simple application. It has a Node.js backend and a shell script frontend, and it talks to PAM, which is the Linux pluggable authentication module mechanism, using PAM exec to ensure that authentication happens with Azure AD. So there is a tar file right there, but I'm going to use the, I'm just going to git clone. Make sure that you have git, npm, and Node.js installed in the VM or the server you're going to use for this. Otherwise, you're going to get return codes, and authentication is not going to work. All right, so we're going to start creating an OPT AAD login directory, and then we're going to copy over the JavaScript file as well as the package.json file to this folder. And then the front end, which is this shell script, we're going to put in user local bin right there. Okay. Let's go to the folder we created in OPT and let's run npm install. Before I do that, I just want to make sure I show you that package.json is indicating that we have a dependency on Active Directory authentication library for Node. So this is what's going to get installed as well as its dependencies when I run npm install. And I have to use sudo because I have created this folder as the super user in this machine. So after we do this, we're going to input the parameters in the Node.js file to make sure that our application knows how to talk to our tenant. So to do that, I'm just going to open, make it a little bit easier. I'm just going to open the file. I'm going to copy these two things over to the Node.js, and I'm going to use just copy and paste them right here, as well as in client ID. All right, so there are other assumptions in the code. You can go and fix them. You can submit pull requests as well. For example, you only have to provide Jay Smith, and then it will append add then your directory name. These are the type of things that are in the code. The code is not really that complex. Next step is configuring PAM. I can start using these files now, both the Node.js as well as the script, and passing username and password via standard input as well as command line arguments. This is not a good security practice, and we want to make sure that we are working with PAM for this. So it depends on the Linux distribution you're using. In the case of Debian and Debian-derived distributions, there's a common auth file that you can just open and then add your rule. In this case, we're saying authentication is sufficient, so if this rule, if this line succeeds, then it's not going to go through REST. If calling this script with the password succeeds. So it's essentially what this line says. We're going to save it. And then this is used by SSH and other login mechanisms as well. It will depend on which distribution you're using. In CentOS, it's different. Finally, the user doesn't actually exist, and Linux doesn't know that there's a user named J. Smith. And so it's as simple as it's not showing up in my list of users. This user doesn't have a home directory. Well, it does because it was testing before, but let me just delete it. So it doesn't have that folder. And it can auto-provision. We have a little code here that attempts to self-provision. But really, if you are trying to just have a handful of users have pseudo-permissions or something else, you are expected to do some manual intervention here. So we're just going to run user add to make sure we are adding this user or provisioning this user. Obviously, I'm not going to specify a password. This is going to be what Azure AD is going to do. But that's pretty much it. So if the user exists and we have installed everything, we have submitted the parameters into this file, which is a file that's going to talk to Azure AD. So we have the directory and client ID. We have created the user and we have added the PAM file. I should be able to just duplicate this session and then provide J. Smith as user. And then the password that I previously set up when I created the user in the AD. And so as you can see, this has created the login. It's using the home directory that I previously was previously created when we provisioned the user. And the password has been successfully authenticated with Azure AD. You can take a look at auth.log if you want to take a peek at what happened. And also, you can test more things, such as directly calling the scripts, but as I say, then do it in your shell. Otherwise, it's usernames and password you're going to get in your shell history. So this is how you log in to a Linux VM using Azure AD as your authentication backend. Thank you.